everybody, Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Cetra with Meredith Locker. If you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video on calbanyan.com is additional text, graphics, links that just makes this podcast more valuable. And of course, also there's a link to an audio-only version of this, just in case you want to, you know, listen to us while you're jogging or something like that. And you iPhone types, we also are available on iTunes. All right, we want to get right into the meat and potatoes here as soon as possible. Let me tell you about Meredith Locker. Meredith Locker is a true hypno one percenter, one of the best in the profession. If you're in Los Angeles area and you wanted to have some hypnosis done to help you improve your life, or you have a friend or family member that wants to do the same thing, I do recommend Meredith Locker. So excited to have her. She's a true hypno one percenter. I think I've got something else down here I wanted to mention. And she is an author. She's a contributor to our new book, and it could even be out right now as I'm publishing this podcast. If not, it'll be out next week, and that is working under the working title, Real Hypnosis, Real Hypnosis Money, and it's where six of us successful hypnotists talk about how we built our successful practices, and as soon as it comes out, we're going to offer it free for 3, 4, or 5 days through Amazon.com so that everybody can get it who wants it for free. After that, well, then you're going to have to pay. All right, that's it. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good. Oh. I'm sitting here holding up my beautiful hypnosis mug. It's good.
You know what? I dig that mug, that one that you have, because it's like got all that big print and little tiny print. It's also high quality. You can read it all.
I love mine. I have the same one at home. Love it, love it. Drink out of it all the time. It's got all this color. It's really enlivening. You don't even need coffee when you drink out of this. You can drink tea because it wakes you up.
Wow.
How's that for a suggestion?
I'm so excited. Hey, you know what? I'm going to show my mug. Hey, there's two mugs. There's my mug and the mug right there. And you know what? Last episode, I forgot to mention the new winner of the Hypno Mug. And so, and once again, you folks that get your name called here for the Hypno Mug, you've got 30 days to contact us and we will send it out to you. Just got to give us the address. So, the one I forgot to call last week is Donna Weber. Give yourself a hand. Donna Weber. And then for this week, James Joseph. You are either, both of you are either members of our Facebook.com/hypnosisETC website, webpage on Facebook, or you are a VIP member. And that's how we select from those two groups, and that's how we get a hold of you. And guess what? If you want to win a mug, that's all you got to do. Join VIP membership on this website, or like us, become one of our fans on the facebook.com/hypnosisETC. We draw the names from there. And if you can't wait, if you're not a gambler and you want to get your mug, there's a link over here on our website, either on that column or that column. And it's got all of our Zazzle stuff. We've got shirts and mugs, and it just goes on and on. And I'll tell you what, shirts and pins and things like that that say hypnosis are a great way to build your practice, because you're just walking around and you got this nice shirt on, and people go, wow, are you a hypnotist? And there you go. Then you can start saying, why, yes, I am. What are they going to ask you? 99% of the time, they go, does that really work? And you say, yeah, and it's easy. We do it all the time. And before you know it, you tell people that you help people when nothing else has worked. That's your normal thing that you do every day. And they're going to have a problem, or their family member is going to have a problem, or a friend of theirs is going to have a problem that nothing is fixed, and they'll say, can you help me with that? And if you're properly trained, like in 5-Path, you can say, yeah, that's easy. We do it all the time. Let's go, Meredith. What you got for me?
Yeah, I mean, who couldn't benefit by hypnosis? I don't know a single human being who couldn't benefit by hypnosis, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, before we move forward, I haven't gotten a chance to introduce you, Cal. We kind of jumped in, but I want to make sure you guys know who Cal is. He's the one who trains the Hypno One Percenters, the best of the profession. He is the one who created 5PATH, the advanced systematic process for change that I use with every client. He also brought us 7PATH self-hypnosis. He's the author of many books, and he's the reason why we do these free training videos every single week. Without fail, whether he's in another country, one of these goes out. Whether I'm somewhere else or Celeste is somewhere else, he pulls someone else in, or Maureen does one. We make sure that you get a video every single week. Please be sure you're tuning in on calbanion.com, because when we talk about things, when we mention things, we're going to put links right down there. And there's also a box where you can put comments, feedback, questions about that episode or about anything else. It makes it really easy to interact with us and to get your feedback to us or get your questions to us. And please, we want your questions. Send them in. Go to ourhypnospace.com. Post them in the Ask Cal group. You can post them on the Facebook page, Hypnosis, etc. You can send them to me directly, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Please, we want them. Good. So I've got some great age regression questions, Cal. We may even do two podcasts, kind of a continuation deep into age regression, kind of everything you guys seem to want to know these days. You ready?
Yeah, before we get into that, will you kind of tell people why they need to get trained in age regression and kind of sell them on age regression a little bit?
Yeah, well, here is the thing. If you don't get to the root of the problem, you can't resolve it. An age regression gets to the root and resolves it there. So all the direct suggestion in the world or all of the other processes in the world, while they may be beneficial and they may lend you some good results, that root, that initial event that started the issue in the first place is still down there. It's still deep in the recesses of their mind, and it will continue to activate when the person is stressed or when certain events that resonate with it come up. And so we use age regression with every single client, and it's really kind of it's the second phase in 5PATH, and it's really what we consider to be one of the most important, if not the most important phase in 5PATH, because it does get to the root of the problem. And then everything else is kind of more than cream, but it's everything else is on top of that. Yes, Cal, anything you want to add to that?
Perfect. Do you use age regression for everything?
Everything!
Every stinking thing!
Yeah, whether it's relationship problems or grief issues or anger issues or, of course, addiction or anything at all. They're nail biting. Whatever it is, I'm going to use it.
Everything starts somewhere. And where it starts is usually the weakest point. It hasn't been reinforced yet. It hasn't been practiced yet. And so that's where we want to start. We got to find that spot. Okay, good. Hope everyone's sold on the idea of doing age regression. What
good,
you got
good.
For me?
All right, so a question that was posted in one of our groups was about the memory or recall of age regression after the fact. So this person says, just wondering if anybody else has had this experience with a client who has had absolutely no recall of what's occurred in age regression upon emerging. If so, what do you do? Do you share with the client what had transpired? I have a client who, after the fact, remembered red, the color red, because apparently this particular hypnotist used the red convincer. But the client recalled nothing about the age regression. So let's kind of dive into this a little bit, Cal.
All right. That which the individual expects to experience has an effect on their actual experience. And there's through the history of hypnosis and books and magazines and radio and television and movies and internet, there's this message that's been sent out that you're not supposed to remember anything that happened during the session. Stage hypnotists sometimes also use this suggestion, and the people on the stage will deny remembering what went on the stage. And so if you go into that session with that mental expectation, you may go out of the session, emerge not remembering anything that went on. But I don't think I've ever actually had this happen to me. I think that it's just implicit in the way that I do the hypnosis, the age regression, finding the initial sensitizing event, going through those subsequent sensitizing events, doing age progression into the probable future, and then planting all that information inside of the individual. For example, when we do the informed child work, we go back and find the beginning of the problem, inform the child so that they can get through that initial sensitizing event without being negatively affected by it. What I will typically do with that changed aspect of the self is I put them inside the individual. And we do this work where we say, I've changed because now I know, and they put an ending on it, and I've changed because now I feel, and I haven't put an ending on that sentence, so that we can ensure that there was sufficient insight occurring in the age regression, and when we have the client verbalize it, now they know something and now they feel something, I think that's so knowledge and insight oriented that it takes whatever happened to the age regression and puts it in that place where they can readily recall it after they emerge. And we do an equivalent process in the age progression work, where we literally put that vision or pre-vivification of having this changed life because of the changes that happened in the session into their mind. I literally say, we're going to take those experiences of the future self and put them right here in their mind, that they have this sense that they're going to recall what happened afterwards. So I've never really had this be an issue. If it was an issue and they say, I don't really remember anything that went on, I would tell them, I says, well, you know what? It may either come back to you or it may just remain in the subconscious mind. That's fine with me. What's important is now you know this and now you feel that. And this new knowing and this new feeling allowed you to accept the suggestions, this, whatever they came in for, so that you could experience the changes. Now, if they went in a regression that was particularly emotional, traumatic, scary, painful, then the protective part of the subconscious mind may have decided to tuck that stuff away. And if the client is able to have success without having full recall, that's fine with me. It's really an act of free will on the part of the client. But I don't think I've ever had this happen. But if it wasn't traumatic, if it wasn't painful, I'd probably remind them of it, because the kind of work that we do is not purely just suggestive work, it's insight. And I want to make sure that they know now what they didn't know then in a way that's transformational. How about you, Meredith?
Yeah, you know, I've never had this happen to me either with age regression in this lifetime. I have had it happen with past life regression, which, just real quickly, you know, we learned as Five Pathers not to do on purpose. We follow the issue back, and sometimes the issue actually does have a root in a past life, and if it does, then we'll go there. And sometimes when that happens, or when I do work in between lives in the informing soul technique, occasionally my clients won't remember that part of it, but it's not 100% of the time, it's just occasionally. But when it comes to age regression in this lifetime, I've never had anybody do that at all. And I think one of the reasons, to go back to the very first thing that you mentioned, is that people have the experience that they expect to have. I always tell people, as part of, even maybe sometimes on the phone when I'm first booking the session, when I'm talking about hypnosis, I tell them they will remember the session. I kind of dispel that misperception about hypnosis right off the bat. That doesn't mean that'll continue to work for me 100% of the time in the future, but so far it seems like between that and whatever else, you know, my clients have been remembering. But we also do the segue and which is, you know, translating out of the age regression session into direct suggestion and informing them again of what they learned, the insights that we saw that they had in the age regression. And so there's a lot of reinforcement as well. So it's possible that maybe that part is getting glossed over or skipped over and not being reinforced kind of enough, that maybe they feel they've lost it. But isn't it true, Cal, that sometimes when you do spiritual work, that can be a time when the recollection isn't as good?
Yeah, I think that if you start doing work like the informing soul technique, sometimes the soul doesn't want to be in this life knowing the stuff that you've informed about, and so the client will forget. For example, maybe the soul knows something that your incarnated client has to figure out, and that figuring out this thing gives them some other insight that's beneficial to the soul, and so the soul will just forget about it. So that is incarnated now. So yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, beautiful. I don't have anything else to add on that one. Do you, Cal?
Nope, let's do another one.
Okay, let's do another. So there was a post recently in one of our groups about an NLP hypnotist who is using timeline process or timeline therapy with her clients. And I just thought it might be helpful to our viewers, whether they're Five Pathers or not, to kind of clarify a little bit of the difference between timeline therapy and age regression as we do it.
Okay. Now, first I'm going to clarify, I am not an NLP person. I mean, I've read some books on NLP, I've gone to some classes, but, you know, that's not a focus of my practice. But I've read about these techniques, and I've talked to people about this technique of, like, timeline. And one of the big differences is, first of all, if you're doing timeline work with someone, they may or they may not go into what the NLP person calls trance. And trance doesn't necessarily mean hypnosis. Trance means focused attention. And so they may or may not be suggestible, hyper-suggestible. And also, they may or may not have hypermnesia. They may or may not revivify something during the event. So at the worst, timeline can be a strictly working with remembered events that you would normally be able to remember. Now, and at best, it could be very close to what goes on in a true age regression. But when you do true age regression work, time tunneling technique, or affect bridge, or cognitive bridge, these kinds of work, these are always done, I mean, if the best work is always done in somnambulism. So Five Pathers, in our first session, we're going to do phase one, which is preparation, testing, and convincing of the client, which means we're going to do everything we need to prepare that client to quickly go into the somnambulistic state, be compliant and hopeful and all the things that you really want a client to be in to quickly go into somnambulism. Okay, bam. So in phase one, we get a somnambulistic client who we've tested for somnambulism, is convinced that they're hypnotized, and so they're hopeful. Then we can immediately go into phase two, which is age regression work. Now, what we're going to do is, for example, with the time tunneling technique, we'll simply have them become aware of the problem and how it affects their body. For example, if it's fear or anger or insecurity, we say, where do you feel that in your body? And they take their attention to the body, we have them focus on it, we have them describe it. And as that happens, it intensifies the connection to the feeling in the body. Five Pathers understand that there's an automatic connection between feeling and emotion. Emotion happens in the brain and is felt in the body. And so once we've got that somnambulistic client aware of the feeling in the body, we can give the suggestion that that feeling in the body becomes a tunnel to the past. Now they start hallucinating that tunnel as excuse me, a way back to the beginning of this problem, then we have them mentally go into that, follow it back. Excuse me. I'll drink water then. And now what they're doing is they are ready to relive the event. This is different than just remembering. So, because there's like three different ways that hypnotists think about the past. One is just remembering. That's something we can do in the normal waking state. Then in light levels of hypnosis, we have hypermnesia, which means simply by being in hypnosis, there is increased ability to recall past events. But in somnambulism, not only do you have that ability to have hypermnesia, but you also have the chance to relive the event. And here's where the magic happens. We have that emotional, physical connection, that tunnel. We go into it. We follow it back to an earlier time they felt that way. And then they start reliving that event. And we find out what's happening. What are they thinking? What are they feeling? How old are they? And is it familiar or new? If it's not the newest event, the very first event, then we can continue to have them tunnel back until they get to the very first event. Now, when you are reliving the event through hallucination, you have access to more material than you would have in a just remembering or even in a hypermnesic disassociated state of just observing. Typically in timeline, you just go through the events like as an observer. That's a disassociated state. You might even be aware like you're watching this younger aspect of yourself on a screen. Okay? But when you're reliving it, then I can say, let's say we go back to a time when they're 8 years old. Then their name becomes Eight. And I'll say, Eight, what's happening? And they're reliving it, so they know exactly what's happening. I say, what are you thinking, Eight? And Eight can tell me what Eight is thinking in that moment, in that event. And I'll say, how does that make you feel? And they know what they're feeling. So they're just so associated with what's going on, we have a better way of finding out what's going on inside of them. We can take this back to the first event, find out what caused it. What did they think? What did they feel? What was happening? How old they were? And then we could do that informed child work. Tell them what they wish they would have known then. So that they can go through that event as it happened without being negatively affected by it. As a matter of fact, if you do a really good job, they can become positively affected by it. And then we can run them through the event again after the informed child work is done, without having erroneous fears, without having erroneous emotions of any kind, like guilt, anger, and also without having beliefs that are limiting or that cause them problems later on in life. And how do we know that? Because they went through it again. They relived the event as if they knew then what they know now, and it changes everything. Then, of course, we will visit some subsequent events, the ones that happen after that initial sensitizing event, and we can say, now you're going to go through this event with all the knowledge that you have now, and we can find out, now this is happening, they're thinking about it differently, they're feeling about it differently, and so it's just more accurate. And because they're reliving event, the part of the subconscious mind that stores that information is being directly affected by the process you're taking them through. Not just the way we remember it, but the way it is stored in the subconscious mind. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, I mean, what really matters is getting to what the child was thinking, not what the grown-up would think about a similar situation. not what the grown-up version of them thinks about it, but what the child thought at the time. Because what the child thought at the time was what created the emotion, which is what gave that event a charge, a challenge, which is what gets brought up when things that resonate, that are similar to it in emotion, happen in the grown-ups now. So if we're dealing with it from the grown-up's point of view, which is more likely to happen in timeline therapy, then we can't really fix the confusion because we're not actually getting to what the child thought, which is the most important thing. So that's you know, there's so many. So this is such a layered topic, right, Cal? But that, to me, is the very biggest difference, is being able to go through that with the client as the child, revivifying as if it's happening all over again, really getting to the nitty-gritty of what the child is thinking, because it's very, very likely that the grown-up version of them, in fact, the vast majority of times, the grown-up version does not see it or think about it the way that the child does. And what the grown-up thinks about it in the now isn't what matters. It's what the child inside of them thought about it back then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, we're like 25, 26 minutes into this. It's time to wrap it up.
I know. I mean, we could spend hours and hours and hours, like thousands of hours on age regression alone. So thank you guys so much for your questions. I really love being able to get into the nitty-gritty of all of these important topics. Definitely keep sending them in. My website is yourpathhypnosis.com. My email, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Thank you so, so, so much for being you. This is Meredith Locker signing out.
All right. And this is Cal Banyan. I want to see you in class. Check out our class schedule. Let's see, over there, we've got a navigation bar. It's got links to all the classes and stuff. Check it out, and we want to help you be in class. You can do it live on site. You can do it live online. You can do it through DVD training. We want to help you succeed. That's our mission here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. Cal Banyan, signing out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.